with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Islands men's world ball hockey team went undefeated in group play to advance to the World Championship A pool for the first time in the 8 years of World Championship play. However, a tough game for Cayman in the A pool against Switzerland, a top caliber team, saw them cut Cayman's undefeated run to 8-0. But Cayman would bounce back and trounce Haiti, beating them 6-1. Nonetheless, a tough battle from Great Britain today saw Cayman lose 3-1 to the powerhouse. But thanks to Team Cayman's past 6 wins and current record of 6-2, they still advance to the gold medal game tomorrow. And the best part, they get a second try against Great Britain to bring home the gold. The team is preparing to face Great Britain tomorrow. The tournament ends tomorrow in Slovakia. Cayman will host international all-star football legends for a charity match on Constitution Weekend. Following 12 months of initiatives, activities, events, and campaigns celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Cayman Islands coat of arms, Celebrate Cayman moves its focus to the 60th anniversary of the first written Cayman Islands constitution. However, the year-long celebrations begin with 5 events between June 29th and July 4th. As Radio Cayman's Paula Cal reports, the 3rd event on the calendar is the Football Legends charity match.
Football legends from the United Kingdom and the Caribbean, including the Cayman Islands, will play a charity exhibition football match at the Truman Budden Sports Complex starting at 6 p.m. Yesteryear's football stars such as Premier League legends Gianfranco Zola from Italy, Shaka Hislop, Trinidad and Tobago, Ricardo Gardner, Jamaica, Darren Moore, Jamaica, Sean Davis, England, and Pascal Chimbonda, France, along with Jamaica Reggae Boys legends Walter Boyd, Onandi Lowe, and Cayman Islands national team greats Lee Ramon, Gilly Seymour, Antonio Smith, Richard Hugh, among many others, will be part of this charity football match. The event is another on the Cayman Islands 2019 calendar that further reinforces our reputation as a sports tourism venue in which to host top-class sporting events. At halftime, there will be entertainment and a donation collection to give football fans the opportunity to support the Hope for Today Foundation, a local non-profit, non-governmental, non-denominational coalition of volunteers dedicated to helping and supporting individuals finding their way back from substance abuse through transition from prison or treatment to community life. This star-studded evening of football is free for all to attend. Gates open at 3 p.m. and all patrons must be seated inside the venue by 5:30 p.m. when gates will close. Large bags and glass bottles will not be permitted. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paula Cal.
And Cayman's Cricket's Mothers and Daughters program has been a huge success. The 6-week program began on May 16th and ended yesterday on June 20th. The program saw just about 60 moms, daughters, aunts, and nieces come together for fun family sessions of mad cricket. The Cayman Islands Cricket Association's new development officer for women, Coach Sania Khan, says now that the first term has concluded, she's hoping the association approves a second term.
We submit a proposal. I gave proposal to board members Cayman Cricket Association, and they are having a meeting, and after that they will decide, shall we continue this or shall we stop this? But I hope so that we will get a positive response, because President Hector Robson, he came by himself on our first session. He saw and he loved the way the girls were playing, and they were so focused, and moms were supporting their daughters. So obviously we were creating a great environment in this society. So everyone wants to love to try different skills and want to support each other, and they want a good environment there. They can go and enjoy their game. So I think we were covering all the aspects in this event, which is necessary to become a great successful event. But after this, if we will start, we will start with our own program. I will schedule the program in which we will learn the bowling skills, the batting skills, the fielding skills. We will take it more towards the skill work rather than having fun activities.
Sounds pretty good. What's the feedback like that you're getting from the moms and the daughters that are in your program?
Moms and daughters' feedback was so great. Even after every session, I got a lot of messages from all the moms and daughters and ladies. And they are loving. They say that we enjoy a lot and we are loving cricket. The thing is, they are learning and they are understanding. When you learn something, definitely you will love it. And one thing I always say to everyone, love whatever you are doing. If you will love, you will enjoy. This is the main factor that we should enjoy. If you did a good catch, celebrate and enjoy it. And it is gonna give you good confidence that yes, you have achieved something.
Very true and very wise words. Yeah. Tell me something. Why do you think the Moms and Daughters program is so successful?
I think it was so successful because of first thing about culture and timing. The timing was so good.
Right.
Every Thursday, 6 to 7.30 p.m., that was good. And moms and daughters were so good because they were coming together in these sessions. It was not just for our small kids. It was not about the ladies. It was about everyone. So you can come. And why it is going successful? First thing, we are very happy and thankful to Meeta. She gave us sponsors. And we create a fun environment. And we are conveying them how we can develop a good communication when we are living in a community, and we should learn and help support each other. And I think they are loving the game. This is the reason they are coming, because the students or the members who came on our first session, this is the thing we keep consistency. They are coming on our last session. So I think this is the success. Actually, they came, they invest their time with us, but we try to give them a good result. So this is why they are coming again and enjoying cricket. And of course, Cricket World Cup Fever Month, we called it. This is the month of cricket because the World Cup is going on England. So obviously, everyone is watching and they want to play and they want to become a part of the world sports. So maybe this is the second reason, I think, that why everyone is coming here.
MAD, Mothers and Daughters Cricket, is an ICC America's WWT20 legacy program that focuses on fun, basic skills and fitness, as well as a platform for social interaction within a family and community atmosphere. That'll do it for Radio K-Man's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.